Our guest at the cafe this morning is Neil Clark with the Delta Hope House in Cooper. Neil, good morning.
Good morning.
Neil comes around and visits with us about this time of the year because this Saturday you're having your annual chili and stew supper. Is that right?
That is correct. This, it's our annual event. It's the big fundraiser that we have each year for the Hope House, which is the food pantry for Delta County. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to it every year and support. And it's just a fun time for everyone.
It's very well attended, isn't it?
It's very well attended. We've had a number of people come in from Commerce,
yep.
Paris, Sulphur Springs. And so Delta is kind of the magnet, depending on which side of the county you live on, determines where you do most of your business, because we really don't have a lot of industry or large stores
right.
in Delta County.
So you draw people from other cities.
Yes, we do. Yeah. I mean, it's almost equal, 17, 18 miles to Commerce, 17, 18 miles to Sulphur Springs, and about the same
right.
to Paris.
Right. Anything different this year?
No, we've expanded the program a little bit. You know, we've had such good success, not only with the stew and the chili supper, because once again, we start serving at 4:30 and mm-hmm. people show up and, you know, and they get a belly full of outstanding stew or chili. But then we also have a silent auction going on, and then we kind of clear the tables from that, and then we have a large auction after that. And we have lots of businesses all over the area contribute to that. And so we have it's a fun evening because, once again, as the North Texas Food Bank tells us, every dollar we raise feeds three people for a day.
Hmm. That's a pretty good value, isn't it?
It's an extremely great value. And, mm-hmm. and we want everyone to understand every dollar we raise goes to buying food, to fight food insecurity.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any overhead to speak of then?
No. We have a great deal with the city of Cooper and the independent school district where we serve and are able to store. And all of our workers there, everyone's a volunteer. So every dollar we get goes to support food insecurity.
We're going to come back to that here in a moment or two, but back to the event on Saturday. This is at the Civic Center, which is in downtown Cooper.
That is correct. It's in the Civic Center. They're just off the square in downtown Cooper.
And starts at 4, although you say you'll start serving about 4:30.
Yeah, we'll start serving about, we'll let people in the door about 4 o'clock, but we'll start serving at 4:30, and we'll serve from 4:30 to 6, at the same time the silent auction's going on. Then at 6:30 we have the auction starts. All the churches within Delta County and individuals, we have a little contest of who makes the best stew, who makes the best chili, and we've got lots of roasters.
Do you get into the whole beans versus no beans thing?
It depends on, where you grew up, to whether or not you like that sweet chili with smoky flavor, or do you want it with beans, or you like it where it's a flamer. We kind of have a little bit of everything.
I see. Well, that's the best way to go about it. We're talking with Neil Clark with the Delta Hope House, and the annual chili and stew supper is in Cooper at the Civic Center, 4 o'clock. They'll start serving about 4:30 on Saturday. This is your major fundraiser of the year. Do you have any other source of funding? Do you get any government funding or other institutional funding?
No, we have all of our funding comes by donations. And the local churches within Delta County, from Pecan Gap mm-hmm. to Klondike to Cooper, all support the Hope House. We have a board of directors because that's how we're affiliated with the North Texas Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And our board of directors is established, from the local area churches. So the local churches support us. Individuals support us, and we do have some businesses that support us within Delta County. Some want to do it anonymously because they just, they want to take their tax credit, but they don't want to take, see, I support this and get a lot
right.
of credit. They want to keep it kind of low key.
Well,
everything we do is on donations.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned North Texas Food Bank. You do get some assistance from them?
Well, that's our primary source of food.
Uh-huh.
We get it from other locations, but we get a delivery on Wednesdays, and we distribute food on Thursdays. We're not a subsistence program. We're a supplemental program. And as a supplemental program, we're open one day a week, and then we're also open one night during the month for the working class to come and be able to pick up their groceries from us.
So you're open every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
What time?
We open at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we run from 9 o'clock to noon on Thursdays.
I see. And then one night per month?
One night per month, and it's a Thursday night, and we go from 4:30 to 7.
I see. Any idea how many people you're serving?
Yeah, we do. We have been the numbers have ticked up a little bit here of late. We're normally every Thursday we're supporting probably 65 families.
Is that right?
Come through, and that's a different 65 families on average every week. Sometimes it's down a little bit depending upon the weather. But it comes out to about 245-250 families are coming through the Hope House and
per month
and depending on and we talk about food insecurity, which is a very large issue here in this part of Texas.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the latest numbers that we have from Feeding America, we understand that probably children, that 30% of the children in this part of Texas face food insecurity sometime during the month.
All right, we're about out of time, but this is the annual Chili and Stew Supper for the Delta Hope House, 4 o'clock Saturday at the Civic Center, and lots of stew, chili, desserts, all kinds of
everything
good stuff.
$5 gets you in the door and gets you a belly full of either chili or stew.
All right, and then your silent auction and the real auction, if you want to call it that. Hey, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you so much.
Neil Clark with the Delta Hope House. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.